Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can we start it like, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording. Okay.
Can we start it like just casual? Like, this wine tastes really good.
Super casual.
<Let's> talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Bread and Wine. This is a candid conversation between a husband and a wife about breaking bread while we drink some wine.
It's funny you put on your like nighttime voice.
Did I? Why would
hey,
I normally
everybody.
Do?
Hey everybody.
Ooh. Well, you know, this is the cool casual show. This
hey,
one Monday's
cool cats.
More like, hey everybody, it's Monday, let's learn something. Friday's like, let's chill. Have some wine.
Yeah.
Do you like that guy better? Instead of being
I
like, let me talk to you about money, Nicole.
Oh man. I can't say that I even he listened to the Monday guy.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever
Sorry.
Listened to my show.
Sorry.
Well, that's not true. That's hyperbole there.
I like how your mom called it your little podcast.
Your little podcast.
That's kind of how I still talk about it.
Yeah. It's kind of hurts a little bit when you call it a little podcast. It's like
no,
my livelihood. And, you know, I'm going to eventually make more money than you, but not currently.
Challenge accepted.
Right. Anyway, what are we talking about today?
Today, we're going to talk about a topic.
Little Nicole.
I don't mind. I don't.
Actually, probably...
we're going to talk about a topic that your sister brought up, and I'm not. I wish she was going to be on the show with us today.
I love you, Wendy.
We love you.
I hope you're listening.
I wish that we knew what was going on in her brain at the time that she posted this, but there was like a time hop on Facebook or something, and it was a question she posed maybe like 7 or 8 years ago, and I think it kind of resonates with us today. But I would love to know what was going on in her brain at the time.
It's 11 years ago.
11 years ago. And the question is essentially big dreams. I think she asked it a slightly different way. I'm going to put a little different spin on it. Big dreams. Can they be simple? Can they be one and the same? Big dreams and simplicity. Can they be one and the same? And I don't know what she was going through at the time, but I know her husband was opening up a brewery and, they were living on just her salary. So I really wonder. I wonder what was why she was thinking about big dreams, what the big dreams were at the time. And, you know, just this, I love the question. Can your big dream also be simple?
I like it.
Because when I think about big dreams, like, I mean, I guess that like the first thing that just pops into my head is, you know, mansion, Ferrari, you know, like you think of that like scene from a movie where, you know, you pull up to like the...
check out my Gucci belt, brah.
Right.
Yeah.
Where you pull up to the mansion and it's a roundabout driveway. And like, I'm thinking like Wolf of Wall Street. He's on a yacht in the backyard and is
throwing
pool,
money
you know, like,
at people.
Yeah, throwing
oh,
money down.
Yeah.
So like, that's what I think of is like, that's not necessarily my big dream. That's just the hyperbole, I guess,
it's the media big dream.
Yeah.
It's put out there in movies and news about
gift,
what a millionaire is.
Right? That's the gift that plays in my brain if I were to have searched that on Giphy.
Like, it's like when the guy that I was working with recently to help me make a video, like I'm like, hey, when I talk about things, you know, you can throw in a picture, you know, that gives people an image of what that might be. And I said the word young millionaire or millionaire or something like that. And he threw a picture of this old man, like 90 years old, holding a bag of money. And he was smiling ear to ear. I'm like, no, that's not it. That's not what I'm talking about at all. I'm talking about the freedom and the joy that you get from building your wealth that you don't have to worry about stuff as much. So yeah,
right.
I hear you. The images of what's depicted as wealthy or big dreams.
Right. Are sometimes like not what we actually think in our brains.
Yep.
So,
and most of the people listening to the show, I hope.
Yeah. I mean, by the comments that we've received,
absolutely.
I definitely think you know, big dreams is a very different image for everyone when we think about it. Mm-hmm. What comes, like, okay, so besides the media portrayal,
sure.
What comes to your mind when Andy Hill's personal big dreams, what are they?
Oh, I hate to sound cheesy, but I'm living it.
Okay.
I really am. I get to talk about money on a podcast and do it for my job. I am living my big dream.
So that was your dream.
That was it. I need to dream bigger, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you always need to have goals.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to keep pressing on this great lifestyle that combined we've worked to create. And with that means I want to limit the amount of work that I'm doing to 25 hours a week. I'm still working on that. That's like my general goal, so I can spend more time with my family. I want to go on more vacations with you all that get us out of town during the cold, cold winters of Michigan. So we're always somewhere nice and tropical, maybe once a month from January through May. And then we come back and enjoy the great summers here and the fall here and enjoy the holidays. I think as we continue to move towards that life, those are the big dreams for me. I don't really have much else out there that's saying I'm missing this thing or that stuff or this mm-hmm. thing. I'm really not. I mean, yeah, eventually our car is going to die. I think it'd be cool to have an electric car. I really want that Ford Mach-E. That's my big dream right now. Hot. I think that's pretty cool. It is cool. So I'm a simple man. So, I mean, this question you're saying, big dreams, can they be simple? I'm a pretty simple guy. Mm-hmm. And I think as most people move towards finding out, hey, I'm going to go for these big dreams, they're going to find out, man, they weren't really all they're shaken out to be. Like I had a preview of this life when I was 21 years old. I got to be an intern for Bentley Motors. Yeah. Bentley, you know, like the $250,000, $500,000 car kind of Bentley stuff. Mm-hmm. And I got to drive them around. I got to take them to parties. I got to wear a suit and tell people all about them. And it was a very eye-opening experience because some of that underbelly world that I found out in the luxury automotive world was kind of gross a little bit. Part of it was gross. Not everybody mm-hmm. was gross. I'm sorry. That was a little bit hyperbolic.
It's okay. You kind of have to be.
Some of it was. the cars themselves weren't even that great. They broke down all the time. I would have to jump them all the time. So it'd be funny because I'd be in the back with this jump kit in the back of this $250,000 concept car. Like the key wouldn't work anymore because the electric system was broke. So I had to jump it from the back and we're in the middle of this Concours in the Hamptons. Love and it. It's like, what is money really buy?
Cutlass Sierra. Right. Can you
can you jump
my $500,000 car?
Totally. Yeah. Totally. So I don't know. It's just some of these things that are built up as like, I finally made it. You get there and you're like, slightly better leather.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
the things that I value, the big dreams are time with family, family values, helping my community, really feeling like I'm making a difference. That's big dreams to me. And those are simple.
And those don't even cost any money.
They don't.
Really.
No.
I mean, these
mics are a little expensive. These ones $300 each.
I take that back, though. They do cost money in the sense that you have to not be working a job at the time. Like some of those things, like spending time with your family, like
sure,
you have to have a job that's allowing you to do that.
Absolutely.
So you need to make less money or, you know, you need to be in a job that's less stressful, less demanding, less time away from your family to be able to achieve that.
Sure.
So I would say that there is a cost associated.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, there's a sacrifice to taking a lower paying job that allows you to have more time with your family as well. So there's sacrifices that are associated with that.
Right.
And it all takes massaging and contentment as well to try to get there.
So why do you think though that I would imagine that a lot of people that we ask, if we were to ask them, what are your big dreams? A lot of people would say things like, I want to have a family and children and I mm-hmm. want to, they would say things that are like kind of, you know, don't require a lot of money to achieve.
Sure.
Why do you think though that we get stuck in this cycle of upping our lives, upping our having the brand new phone, having a bigger home, having a nicer car? Like, why do we?
Because we are constantly pumped advertising and media that tells us that we need it. And we live in a society that requires that.
I want to say, like, I am not preaching. Like, I'm not saying, oh, no, like, why do other people do this?
No, you're like, it's a question that you're solving.
I feel this all of the time.
Yeah.
I'm happy in our home, but I still dream of a bigger home and a nicer everything.
Sure.
Why though? Like, why?
I don't know. It's the American way.
Are we just hardwired like to want
more?
Because there's a reason that the icon for big dreams. Honestly, I want to Google it. Like, I want to Google it right now and see what imagery comes up.
Like, if you typed in big dreams on Google, it would be a big house. It would be a big house.
It'd be a really nice car.
Fancy car.
And it would be, like, probably some type of boat on big open water.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say that I'm a, I don't want to say that I wouldn't like those things, but at what cost? Like, would I take a, would somebody hand me a $10 million mansion? Oh, no, I'm good. Like,
I know, I wish I had that humility.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody's going to hand me $10 million, they're like, here, I'm going to give you $10 million, but you have to buy a house with it. Oh, no, I won't do it. Yeah, sure, I'll take the house. But what comes with that are... without the financial things, I'm not going to say, well, you still have to pay taxes on it. The responsibilities are taking care of it. Whatever. It's a bigger house, more problems. It's anti-simple to me. It becomes more difficult. So when we talk about, and I do it sometimes, I'm like, hey, should we sell this thing for what it's worth? And whatever, $500,000 and just buy $1 million house? Because we're putting 50% down on that next house. Oh, why not? Oh, well, because... we'd have a $500,000 mortgage that I would probably have to go back to a corporate career that I wouldn't like. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we have a difficult time taking care of this property we have already, like cleaning it, taking care of the lawn. Like, you don't even like the lawn, how it looks right now. Like, can you imagine getting double the size of the property? It just comes with more problems. Right. I don't know. It feels like more problems. And for what minimal benefit that I've got another room to go into to podcast, or we got another guest room? Like, what are we getting? I don't know. Like, what do you get from a bigger house?
All makes so much sense, and yet I still do long for it.
Sure. Yeah. I think it's something that is, it's hardwired in us, probably because of the society we live in. The way our society grows is by people purchasing more things from businesses that are here in this country, and that essentially helps everybody because it creates more jobs. If you're investing in the stock market, you make more money because you're buying things from the companies that are making the things.
Yeah. I mean, we are built on that.
Yeah.
It's like a house of cards.
I mean, as much as I'm saying I'm a simple guy, I'm like, I sure as hell hope people keep buying from Amazon because I own a lot of Amazon stock, you know, like it's sort of.
You know, what was interesting to me though, is when we were having a conversation a few weeks ago with another couple in the community.
Yep.
And Mo, and he said, he was like, because he's lived in other countries and, you know, experienced other cultures. And he made the comment of like, it's really only the Western culture that's like really more like we assign importance and we assign like value, your like human value to like the things that you have. To, you know, and that's not necessarily the case in other cultures. So
interesting.
I do wonder if you were to do, you know, ask people in, you know, the Western culture in the United States versus somebody in India or South Africa or, you know, somewhere else, what their big dreams were. I wonder how it would vary.
How it would compare,
how it would compare.
I agree, especially when we have people from other countries too that comment on that. But there's so many varieties of people here in our country too. And I think that it depends on who you ask. Like sometimes we can use the hyperbole of, well, America's all like this. And we're not like this. No. We're so different. Everybody's so different. I mean, through humility's sake, when you're trying to make a joke, I like to lump myself into all of America too and be like, oh yeah, we always like it bigger and better, you know, but I don't subscribe to that. And a lot of the people that I spend time with don't, that I admire. So I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, we did get a couple comments.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I do want to talk about those. So Budget Dog made the distinction between stuff and dreams. Stuff and dreams.
Brennan, thank you very much. He's going to be on the show in a couple weeks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, good guy.
Stuff and dreams are different. And I think that's something that like I struggle with, but I have to remind myself of because that is so true.
Yes.
Like stuff does not equal, like how many times have I gotten something that I was like very excited? I ordered it online and I got it. A year later, it's in the giveaway pile.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I just think I need to remind myself of that my dreams, I need to like keep my North star, you know? I mean, my dreams, if I were to ask,
I didn't ask you. What do you got?
Depends on whether you ask Nicole now or whether you ask like 20-year-old Nicole, right?
No,
like 20-year-old Nicole, like it would have been like, I want to get married. I want to have kids. I want to be a mom and a stay at home and I want to work when I can't. Like I've achieved all of that.
You did all that. Yeah. Way to go. High five. Awesome. Nice job.
And now I'm here but now I have other dreams.
Well, what are your dreams now?
I don't know. I feel like I've achieved a lot of them. I do still want some stuff.
And that's okay. This isn't a shame session either. Like that's okay. It's been like that for a while. And when those things happen, those stuff happens, you know who also enjoys them? Me. Like we got a hot tub coming in a couple months weeks. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah.
Man, or an updated kitchen or that SUV. Out. Like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to talk experiences all day long, but there are some things that like kind of just make your day a little bit better. So tell me about them. What do you have in your mind?
So other than the hot tub,
yeah,
which I really hope we use enough to justify having,
I hope we don't look back in a year being like, oh shoot, we haven't gone in that in a year.
I know. That's my fear.
$10,000 down the tube.
So other things that I think are...
Sorry, swore on the podcast and broke some glass.
Am I making you nervous with this conversation?
No, I want to hear it.
You're like, what do you want to buy?
Don't stab yourself.
Leave it.
I'll clean the glass later. Sorry, everybody. Thank you.
So I think some of the other things that I'm really looking forward to, I mean, I have a whole list and it's silly. It's little things, but they all add up. I want to redo some of the yard stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to plant new trees. I want to do hedges. I want to go on a ski vacation every year with the kids. I want to be able to, honestly, I love the well-oiled machine. Like I know we talk about like the dreaming big and the getting there, but like, or being there, but I like the getting there. I like the journey. Like I do want the journey. I want to remind myself to stop and smell the roses. And I love the day-to-day, like just feeling relaxed, being able to like run errands in the middle of the day because I don't have a super stressful job. Like I love that part.
Yeah, that's part of the pandemic you have enjoyed, where it's like,
yeah,
work from home. I got to get used to this.
And being able to, like, I've learned about myself through the pandemic that I love and I need to have home projects.
Yeah, I do.
I need to do artistic things. I'm not a great drawer or sculptor, but I can make a new backsplash in
the
kitchen.
She redid the kitchen in the last couple weeks, everybody. It looks great.
I love doing stuff like that. Painting furniture, like, just... I need that. It's an outlet for stress for me.
I love it.
It's a type of meditation. So just having the freedom to be able to do those things, having the budget to do those things. So I guess those are all very small, simple things, but those are my dreams collectively.
I think if we like maybe increased our budget by like $500 to $1,000 a month,
yeah,
you could get all those things.
I mean, shoot,
and just have a little bit more time.
$10,000 a month, like I would find a way to.
I'm sure you would, as would I.
But yeah, like you know, you do with what you've got.
$100,000 a month. Where do we start?
I would say okay. So to answer the question, can big dreams be simple? Can those two things coexist?
Yeah.
I'd say absolutely. But we need to maybe like just continue to remind ourselves that stuff is different.
Yeah. Stuff is different than dreams. I think that's a good point. Budget dog. Thank you very much, Brennan, for bringing that up. And then did you have any other comments you wanted to bring up too?
I did. Okay. So Tiny Farm Duluth said big dreams equal living free. Oh yeah, this is great. He called it a dehumanizing system because he had a dumb corporate job, which I think anybody who's worked in the corporate world at any point in time can like totally resonate with that. That's like a office space kind of.
I love
like,
that movie.
Yeah. Just some dumb corporate job where somebody's telling you your TPS reports have not been submitted correctly. And right. You get told that by 15 different people.
You didn't collate these ones. Yes. You didn't collate them before they come back over here.
So, I love that because big dreams being equal to living free of
that
having to live mm-hmm. having to have that kind of a job. I think he explained in his comment that his wife and kids and himself are now living on a farm, and you know they make a lower wage than what he was making at the office job, but they're so much happier.
Yeah.
So respect. In that case, yeah. In that case, I think their big dreams have been achieved and they are simple and there's, you know, that makes complete sense.
That's great. I love it. So, I can respect that for a guy who used to make $180,000 and now makes $40,000 being a podcaster at home.
Yeah.
Respect. I mean, I still want to try to make some more money. I'm going to do that. I'll let you guys know in 2022. It's gonna be huge. Huge. Probably not. I mean, it'll be a little bit more, maybe.
Like I said, challenge accepted.
I'm gonna beat you next year. That's the goal. I'm gonna make more money than you. Maybe.
Wait, somebody's gonna take little snippet, I'm gonna beat you, and then we are totally going to be on some websites where
I beat my wife.
It's going to be taken out of context. Wait,
don't take that one either. At making more money than her. No, that doesn't help.
So we do need to do key takeaways.
All right, let's do some key takeaways. Can we say hi to some folks here? Influential Finance, hello. How are you? Thank you so much for being here. Very nice to meet you in person in Austin, by the way. Thank you very much for hanging out. And Carlos, my man. Carlos says, clean up on aisle two, please. Yes, I'll be right on that. I don't have any bloody feet currently.
Cut him off. Good Lord.
I literally had three sips of wine.
I know. I'm just kidding.
And you're going to go out with your girlfriends tonight, so I can't have too much more. I can't be drinking with my children. That would be something. And Carlos, any difference between dreams and goals and visions? Yeah, I think, dreams, I don't know. It's a really good
visions.
Dreams and goals and visions. Well,
totally. Yeah. I mean, dreams and goals, like I feel like, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, Carlos, but like dreams would be something that you long for, and then goals could be maybe something that you feel like you have, like more of a chore.
Ooh, I don't like that at all.
A goal is more like, you know, I really need to get in shape this year. Not really sure. I don't know.
I'm gonna say dreams are feel like pie in the sky. They feel like, one day I'll do that. Goals are specific. Goals are saying, hey, I'm gonna do this at this date by this time. And that gets more specific. That's my difference.
Okay.
But I like how you made fun of goals.
You made it like
because it's something I really like.
They're in the same category, but they're like one is tier one, one is tier two.
Yeah. It's kind of like how you make fun of the word budget, and I think it's fantastic. You make fun of the word goals, I think they're fantastic. And then another one is like frugal and cheap. You think they're the same.
Oh, it's
all language, people, you know?
But I'll give another example for you, Carlos. I have a goal to be on time to things. I wouldn't necessarily say it's like a dream of mine.
that's pretty good, actually. That's good.
But it's a goal.
that's true. Okay, you know? Respect there. I was going to say, that does sound a little bit more, I mean, being on time, you'd be like,
all my dreams have come true. I'm on time to a meeting. Ooh,
that's
a dream.
True. That's true.
Maybe one is more like for the fun stuff and the other one's more for like the task oriented.
All right. I love it. Let's do some takeaways. Okay. Thank you for being here, Carlos. Thank you, Influential Finance. Appreciate it. All right. Takeaway number one. You want to start?
So takeaway number one is I'm going to answer the question.
All right.
Can big dreams also be simple? Yes, they should be. sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it, like, I feel like we have to get past that, like, first threshold of like the money and the fame and the fortune and the this and the that, and like really dig down to what our dreams truly are. And at that point, I do think that they can be simple. Yes.
Absolutely. I like that. And takeaway number two, I'll give a shout out to Budget Dog. I really like this breakup of stuff and dreams. They can and should be different. Physical things don't necessarily have to be your dream. They can be if you'd like. Hey, if you dream of having a hot tub in your backyard, go for it, man. But a dream can also just be a lifestyle that you want to create. You want to have more time for chill. You want to have more time for relaxation. You want to have more time for family. You want to have more time to take care of your health. That could be a dream, you know, a work style. The ability to travel with family. Those things can be experiential dreams. So I like that version a lot.
Yeah.
So that's my number two.
Okay. And number three, I would say is like paying attention to the journey and as well as the goal. You know, like, yes, we have these big dreams, but there's a lot of time in between getting to that big dream, getting to that where you feel like you've achieved the big dream. And I do feel like we need to find like, smelling the roses, like the happiness in the journey. 'Cause there's probably more of that than there is the goal.
Absolutely. It reminds me of the time when Calvin's like, whatever, this is boring that I have to put away my backpack or whatever. It's boring that I have to do my chore. It's boring. School's boring. I'm like, bro, a lot of life is boring.
Yeah.
So when the good things happen, you got to really celebrate those. I think my dad said that when I interviewed him the other day, just like, these moments, they're fleeting. When they happen, though, you got to really celebrate them because they're few and far between. So
that's so true.
If there are things that happen during the journey that are cool, like, yeah, enjoy that. Because yeah, maybe when you get to the end of the journey and you're like, hey, I did my goal, I did my dream, it's like, oh, it's not as exciting as I thought.
Totally.
So love the journey.
All right.
Embrace the good times.
High five.
High five.
Can you we have just a freeze frame there? Can it just stop?
Oh, it didn't work.
Style. Darn it.
It doesn't work on audio. People can't see us high-fiving. Everybody, thank you so much for being here and hanging out with us. As always, if you have a topic or a question for us, or even something like that we went through today, any ideas for us to poke around with, you can hit me up on social media, Andy Hill MKM on Instagram. Instagram's my favorite. I'm not really going on Facebook very much. Anyway. And then you could also leave a voicemail, marriagekidsandmoney.com/voicemail. Any of those opportunities, you can leave us a question. We'll tackle them. Nicole and I like to do that together. And baby, have a good time with your girlfriends tonight.
I can't wait.
I'll clean up all this glass that
Audra,
I broke.
Audra, Lisa, I'm sorry I'm running late, but I'll be there in a few.
She's going to go have a ladies night, everybody. Have a good Friday night yourselves.
Okay, bye, guys. Peace.